Mr. Wollongong Master.
Jaden Straney now with Damien Lee.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
Welcome along to the potty. Four times we tried to start this thing, and four times old Leafy Boy over there. All right, right. I just want to have a little bit of a chat.
I'll have another chat.
Well, because last he was going, last time, what were we talking about? You wanted to put a balloon in your mouth and blow it up and then pull the balloon out.
Mm. Yeah, you wanted to be able to blow up internally. And that has stayed in my mind all weekend because I was like, that is the most random thing.
Why were you thinking about that stuff over the weekend?
I had a lot of time on my hands.
Boxes.
I was meant to be packing boxes.
No, he wasn't packing boxes.
Right.
His in-laws were.
So we did have a lot of time, isn't it? Because they cooked, cleaned, and packed.
A lot of time.
And mowed the lawn. And I gave him a six-pack. And you know what? Gave him a six-pack of Guinness. He went through the entire six-pack. Not bad, is he? Huh?
Oh, no, that's good.
Not bad.
I'd expect as much on one night.
I've taken six for a team.
Hey,
Oh, taking one for the team.
Okay.
Christ almighty.
Okay.
It does take a long time to get in, doesn't it?
That's up there with the joke I nearly told this morning.
And
I got to tell you right now.
Do it now. Do it now on the podcast. Go.
Bono and The Edge walk into a bar. The barman says, not you two.
I wish I had the cricket sound effect.
Can you tell that? Actually, it's really funny.
That's why I didn't say it on the show this morning.
Tell it after 8 tomorrow.
Oh, imagine the complaints we'll get. Get this guy off! I don't know what happened. I can't remember. We recorded this after the show and I still don't know what the bloody hell happened on a Monday morning. But enjoy. Damien Leith has been with us now for a week and he's making the Illawarra his new home.
That's right. Sea change.
But of course,
Scone.
One of the things that you need to do is pack the old home. And Jade, you were saying on Friday that packing is one of the most stressful things you can ever do in your life.
It is. It's just below divorce.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe a lot of packing homes ends in divorce. Maybe the two go hand in hand. But it's very stressful. And you're not only just moving to another street in the same suburb, you're moving like 3.5 hours away.
Almost.
So the kids have to change schools and all that. And you've got to pack up your whole life. And it's... You literally finished your job in Scone on Friday and started here on Monday.
I know. I'm not messing around.
So no messing around. So yesterday after we got off air, Friday, you drove all the way up to Scone?
Well, no.
Did the big pack?
I didn't drive all the way up to Scone.
I
went via Sydney to pick up my in-laws, my Nana and Grandad, to get them to help us pack all our gear.
What do you mean you got them to help you?
No. Well, look, they got in touch with us and they said, hey... If you need any help, we're available. And I said, yes. I put up my hand. I was, yes, I will be there. I flew into Sydney. I got them, drove them all the way up. See, there's been a history here. And granted, I've copped a bit of flack whenever I've told my friends that Nana, she likes to mow our lawn from time to time.
Oh,
this is your mother-in-law?
God.
My mother-in-law.
So Mo
Nana
likes to mow your lawn.
Well, she loves gardening so much, and ordinarily I would definitely put up my hand and mow that lawn. But if Nana says she wants to mow the lawn,
sensing a real uncomfortableness about you, Damien, right now.
Who are you to deny that love of mowing the lawn?
In the same way, if they want to help out to pack our whole house, well, I can't. I'm not going to stand in their way. That would be rude of me as a son-in-law. I'm not going to do that.
You are low. That is so low.
You could just get a removalist, say no thanks, but no thanks.
Exactly.
Come up just because we'd like to see you. You don't have to do any work.
I turn around to Grandpa, Granddad, and I said, look, I've charged up the drill. It's ready to go for dismantling.
Oh, my God. You've got him to dismantle the house as well.
Well, I'm not there.
Just because you're not there, you took him there over the weekend.
So you were there.
He volunteered.
Oh, dear God.
We'll feed you, but only two meals a day.
Listen, no, actually, he makes a mean schnitzel as well.
Oh, they're cooking as well. Did they pay for petrol for you to pick them up?
You are now single-handedly.
I am the ultimate in-law. I'm telling you what, they love me.
You are the tightest man we know. It used to be Trav, now it's Damien Leith.
Wow, I can't believe it. Now, I'm getting to know you so much more now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I feel like I shouldn't have revealed this.
You make the mother-in-law and father-in-law pack the house. You make the mother-in-law do all the gardening while she's there
as
well.
They volunteer.
And you make them cook while they're there.
They're good chefs.
They're good chefs. Sounds like you're a terrible host.
When you move down to the Illawarra, you're going to say, okay, I worked at the South Coast train line for you to come down on weekends.
We've already established that. We've got that.
Thanks to Wollongong Master.
Jaden Strainey, now with Damien Lee.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
Jade, Damien, I want to ask you both. This is pretty important as parents. I mean, between us, we've got 11 children. Right? There's 11 children.
It's like a creche.
It is.
We are doing our bit for the country, aren't we?
Aren't we?
Prosperity. Populating the world.
More like doing our own bit for ourselves when we think about our retirement. Good, I've got four kids that can look after dad and bring in a bedpan.
Yeah, but what do you mean? What retirement? You're not going to have any money.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Four kids.
So I want to ask you both, what is the number one rule that you have in the Tonta household and the Leith household?
Well, I got at least 100 rules, but if I was narrowing it down, no swearing. Swearing. I don't like that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I've probably got different rules for different kids. Sure. Like Lulu's don't leave the house unless an adult's with you because she likes to take Arwen's make sure you got to keep your dummy in your bed because she wants to have a dummy all the time. And Alani, the 18-year-old, is, I'll make sure you keep your dummy in the bed. No. Text mum when you're leaving work because I always like to make sure I know where she is and where she's going.
So in the Strainey household, we have one rule. We have quite a long hallway at Tullumbar. Yeah. It essentially goes from the front door all the way to the garage. It's massive. It's so long.
Yeah.
The number one rule is no running in the house.
Yeah,
Because there's a lot of hazards along the way from the front door to the back door.
Any tiles?
Yeah, tiles.
See, it looks slippery too. It's fraught with danger.
There's only two little offshoots. So there's a dining room that's carpeted and a lounge room that's carpeted. So there's no running in the house. No. And the kids all know
this. Good rule.
Often when they jog,
stop it.
Running in the house.
Yep.
We know what a jog leads to. Jog leads to a canter. Canter leads to a sprint. You think you're Usain Bolt? Stop it. That's easy.
Canter sounds like a pony.
But now at two, Griffin, whenever I get home, you know what kids are like at two? And it's a wonderful feeling as a parent to see your child come running at you, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy.
Oh,
you can't
so
stop them
lovely.
From running because they just want to be with you in their arms.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I reversed those roles the other day.
All right.
On Friday afternoon, little Griffin was at the front door and I yelled from the back of the house, "Is that Griffin? Daddy! Oh. Is that Griffin? Daddy! Here I come! Oh. I'm going to get you." I ran through the house.
Oh, come on.
I made the mistake.
You broke your own rules, man.
I did break my own rules.
What happened?
I knocked my wife out. I fell over. I tripped as I was running through the house, which is why we don't have the freaking rule in the first place. I tripped over. I hit my wife, 110 kilos, going into a lady that's just 50 kilos.
You took her down.
Cleaned her up.
This was a better hit than you would see at university rugby over the weekend, seriously.
Oh, this is just...
I took her out absolutely beautifully. First thing the kids said, because we were both moaning on the ground. Yeah, you're right. Addison said, "Oh, call 000 and get an ambulance. Dad looks dead."
Poor mum. Have you thought about mum who's underneath him?
There's Tanya at the bottom going...
And this is why we don't run in the house.
No running in the house.
Wave FM's Jaden Strainey. Now with Damien Lee. Oh,
hello. Thanks to Wollongong Master. You love the Wollongong Master difference.
Car sickness, because it's never nice.
It is never nice. No one likes it. You struggle, Jade.
Yeah, I struggled since primary school and still struggle now.
Mm.
Well, my sister, every time we used to travel anywhere as kids, she would always vomit. You knew it was going to happen. And one time we were in London heading towards Heathrow Airport. We had to get a flight. We were running late. My uncle was driving. The whole family were all packed into the car. It was back in the days when a 5-seater could hold 10 people.
Seatbelts not necessary.
Everybody on top of each other.
It was like a clown car.
It was fine. It was fine back then. But of course, on that main road, multiple traffic lanes, a whole lot, she gets sick. She feels like she wants to get sick. And we're like, oh, Anya, just hold it in, hold it in. We're nearly at the airport. She couldn't hold it in. So we roll down the window and she vomits out the window, hits the car behind us.
Oh, no.
Hits the car. Like, and we're all watching it. We're all like, oh, my goodness, has this really happened? Mm. And you could see the guy behind putting on the wipers.
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah, yeah. Trying to clean it.
Just
it
streaky was, bomb all
it
over
would
the...
It suck if you had no water left in your windscreen. Yeah. Just moving corn and carrot all over your windscreen.
Oh, that's what we're talking this morning, Illawarra. We're taking your calls, 427519065.
Marie, car sickness. What happened?
Well, it wasn't car sickness. I was just sick, and I was going to the airport with my husband at the time to pick up my brother who'd been overseas for about 3 years. And I said I felt sick. We were coming back from the airport back towards the western suburbs on the highway about 100 k's an hour, and I said, I'm going to be sick. And he wouldn't hear it and said, no, you'll be right, you'll be right. So the only thing I could do was tip everything out of my handbag, and it was a brand new handbag, be sick, zip it up and just sit there quietly and go, I told you so. But it was a brand new handbag, I must say, and that's when interest rates for home loans were 17%. So the handbag was precious. I went home and I washed it and I dried it out and I used it for a long time after.
Waste that one night.
Yeah, that's it. Can't let a little bit of vomit get in the way of you and a new handbag, that's
Marie,
for sure.
That is sick.
No, not a 17% interest rate.
Gee, she's very keen on the 17% interest rates, isn't she? All right, let's get to more of your calls, 427519065.
Beck, car sickness, what happened?
Oh, mate, we got off the plane in New York and on the shuttle bus, little shuttle van.
Yeah.
Anyway, sitting in the back seat and I can see hubby starting to go a little bit green.
Oh.
And I'm looking at him. He's like, don't look at me. Don't look at me. Just don't look at me. Look away. Don't look at me. And I'm like, alrighty-o. And didn't help that we had the worst driver in history. It was gridlock, rush hour, and he'd like floor it and brake, floor it and brake.
Oh,
every, like, and it was setting him off. We had literally nothing. So he had to undo the laptop bag, take the laptop out, and started to chunder in that.
Oh, no. The things that we do, chunder in the laptop bag. And did he zip it up and take it away with him?
He did, but I left the laptop on the shuttle bus.
Oh, no. Man, Beck, I would lift the bag.
Jeez. How funny is that? That's awful. Oh, Beck, good on you, mate. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks, guys.
What about that? There was a couple of bags in there.
Oh, my goodness me. I had a violinist one time turned around to my guitarist and said, I feel sick. And she said, give me your shoe to the guitarist.
Oh.
He's got big feet.
Oh.
And he took off his Converse shoes and she vomited his shoe.
Wow. The fact that people are finding receptacles to vomit into, it amazes me. Now, I've got a really big bag. Don't you guys get any ideas, okay? Yes.
What went wrong, Jade?
Oh, I get terrible car sickness. If I look down and we go around a corner, I feel like I want to vomit. Uh-huh. It's been that way since primary school.
Mm.
It's a hard thing to shift. If you've got it, you've got it, and that's the end of it.
Oh, yeah. We've got to keep little sick bags in the glove box just in case.
Tanya passes out. So if she gets a bit of car sickness, she'll go, I need a jumper.
God,
she
no.
She's got to just sleep.
Gone.
I hear it.
And then I got to shake her, and you're right. Yeah, just shut up, leave me alone. I've got car sickness. It affects people in so many different ways.
Yeah, for sure.
So we're talking car sickness. What went wrong? Illawarra 427519065.
Marina Albion Park, car sickness. What went wrong?
A couple of years ago, my husband and I went to Hawaii, and we did a bus tour. I had to sit in the front of the bus, of course. And that didn't work because I was really, really ill going up the windy roads. It was pouring rain and I was out standing outside in the rain being sick everywhere. And then we had to come down the winding roads and I really didn't want to. I was that sick. I had to go back on board the ship and lay down while my husband went off sightseeing.
Isn't that nice? At least he took one for the team. Lay down, Dal. I'll go and have a look at Hawaii.
It was a case of aloha.
Carly, from Farnborough Heights, car sickness, what went wrong?
So my middle sister, she gets car sick so bad. So when we were kids, we played a game in the car when we were going on long car trips called the Quiet Game. And we were winning $2. This cost $2. And we were all quiet. It was dead quiet because we wanted, like, $2 when you're a kid is like 20 bucks, right?
That is huge. Oh, yeah, it is huge amounts. So this sounds a good game. I'd like to play this in my car with my
children.
We
do it all the time.
So is it like whoever...
It works.
So it's like the first person to speak is out? Is that how it works?
Yeah, basically, first person to speak is out. Okay. Then you don't get your $2, right?
Okay.
We're all in the car. We're minding our business trying to win this $2. And there is vomit everywhere.
Oh.
My sister just spews. She spews without telling anyone, without saying a single word. Like, there is vomit everywhere. I will never forget. Windows, floor, seats, everywhere.
Projectiles.
Carly, sorry. Carly, stop. Just stop.
It's like
Carly,
The Exorcist.
Did she win the $2? Because she deserves it.
At the end of the game, we actually all got $2.
For dry cleaning.
Like, well, we're playing the quiet game, and I was like, Amy. She was vomit everywhere, and then she was like, yeah, we're playing the quiet game. I couldn't tell anyone.
Oh.
And so vomit everywhere, and Mum and Dad just started pissing themselves laughing. And then, yeah, they were like, all right, you all get to... you all get $2. So
compensation.
Yeah. And it was like a 6-hour car drive too. So like
you might think that you're one at the end of the day, but Mum and Dad were the real losers there, weren't they? Having to clean the car up. Awful stuff.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda.
Jaden Strainey now with Damien Lee.
Illawarra's fun way to wake up. Wave FM 96.5.
Okay, so I've got a little bit of a moral dilemma.
Oh, moral dilemma.
Yeah,
I
want to get your advice on what to do about this. It's something that happened on the weekend, and it keeps happening time and time again, and I said to my husband, right, I've got to do something about this. Or do I? I'm not sure. Guys, you have to help me out.
Okay, go on.
Okay, girlfriend of mine, she's got a little boy. He's nearly 3 years old. And every time we hang out, I get caught up in the same situation. So I'm really big on teaching my girls to share. So Lulu and Arwen, 6 and 3, they need to share.
Of course.
With other kids especially. Sharing is caring. That's our motto. You share with each other. You share with other kids. And like, we've gone to play with this little boy like in a playground, and they might take a toy or something with them, and he wants to have a little look at it, which most kids do. So I'm always like, oh, share with him, let him have a play of it, you know, and then you can get it back.
Do the right thing.
That's
how it works.
Yeah, or if they're taking a bike or a baby, he just wants to have a look at it all. It's all part of being inquisitive, I think, when you're a little kid. Mm. And so I'm big on making them share, and they have to do it. Every time we see this boy, he wants to look at something and they share. The problem is...
No.
He never shares back.
Oh, that's...
And so his mum even said on Saturday he had a toy of his, like it was like one of those little fake lawnmowers. He had that with him. And Owen wanted to have a go of it. She'd never seen one before. Could she play? And then as soon as she touched it, he's like, mine.
Oh.
And the mum was like, oh, look, you know, can you leave that alone? That's actually his. Say yes to Owen. And then she looked at me and she goes, oh, he doesn't, he's not into sharing at the moment. He doesn't really like to share. And I just looked at her and I was like, I was that angry. I ended up having, I said, okay, oh, is that the time? We've got to go. Let's go, girls. And I had to leave because I was that peed off. Do I have a right to turn around and say something to her about it?
You're 100% in your right. There's no excuse for that sort of stuff. I mean, you got to pull your kids away from it. There's no doubt in it.
Because I could just walk away and go, oh, you know what? I'm not going to be friends anymore. I'll just fade out of her
life.
That's
a good idea.
Should I confront her about it?
Well, did you throw some kind of evil darts at the kid? You know, just kind of like give the kid, I may have tripped him on the way out of the park. Just a little a look as much as, sir, I'm on to you, you little brat.
The problem with that is that when Jade gives an evil look, kids look at her and just go, please.
Not so evil.
I don't know whether to say anything or just not hang out with them anymore.
Well, I reckon don't hang out with them, but before you do, kick the kid over. Push him over.
Oh, so he's into the kick over.
Yeah.
I reckon if you have it out with them, that's it. You're enemies forever.
And we're not going to be friends anyway.
Well, neighbours never get over this sort of stuff. You remember it forever, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, those guys next door. Pack of scumbags.
This is all right, though, because this would be years and years of entertainment. We'll be able to bring this up over and over and over again.
How are you going to say it to them?
I was just going to say to her, if we ever go and hang out together again, just if it comes up, which it will, it comes up every time we see each other, I'm just going to say, look, I'm trying to teach my girls about sharing and how you should share. But, you know, it's really hard to teach them that lesson if your child doesn't have to share with them. It needs to be a two-way street.
No.
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 It's not going to work.
tell your kid to jog on and piss off.
I don't want to be your friend anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I don't want to be your friend anymore.
This guy's got to get assaulted. That's what's going to happen to this guy.
I'm sorry I asked for advice. Let's move on. Jeez.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Wave FM's Jade Straney. And now, Damien Leith.